Rinpoche
is requesting us to develop the enlightening mind, thinking that in order to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings, we shall strive for the practice of Dharma through studying, reflecting, and meditation.
Nous demande de développer l'esprit de l'éveil pour atteindre l'état de Bouddha, pour le bien des êtres aussi nombreux que l'espace, de nous efforcer à la pratique du Dharma par l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation.
Tiren kang ke par sab tambe chuje ramba te tikwa chembu ndo de jine. Levo chukomba, shepe levo che ton do do chisho.
Shepe levo. And today Rinpoche would like to give the brief explanation on the 13th chapter, and which is the teaching, the way is concerning the teaching, teaching.
Et Rinpoche va nous exposer le 13e chapitre qui concerne les enseignements.
Théam, carte tu pa tange ton ton jona, gomba ton menjo, carte ma tu pa yang gomjon jona, temba ton menjo, qui s'avasson de. Tate tiki ni ke capso, tu pa tang, gomba ni ka, a se go par tembare.
And then the first two stanzas in this shloka. In the chapter explains how both study and meditation or practice are equally important.
Les deux premières stances du chapitre expliquent comment l'étude et la méditation sont également importants.
Tene ta tharpa tang thamche chenpa zopa sanje je kompan toparindo pa kanza namje Tusamtang Gom Gom Nikala Tsumbar Sigres Junsen Karasena Gom Maja Par Tusamtange Dame Beton Tokar Jurvayina Tene Munja Sanje Tam Tamba Namje Gom Sebateda Tome Paritaru Jundan Jola Karseyan Tubatani Mazeba Gom Jabachiku and Digamaras Tuba Meba Gom Sebayang tanda gom seba la yang hun de tupa do gubare kare sena ya tupa maze par gom jukar chona yang sheba am chu temba to me ban jukare ti sena tupa da gom ni ga gubare
so in this meaning of this shloka is that that tupa da
Carte de Tanda,
It says that not only first study and reflect is not only important, and after study and reflecting upon the meaning, analysis on meaning of this teaching is what one has studied. So then the second important thing is to meditate upon the meaning. So without meditations, only through the study and reflection, one cannot achieve realization.
Et l'essence est qu'il ne suffit pas d'écouter et d'analyser la signification ensuite de réfléchir en analysant la signification, mais il faut également méditer le sens, donc il faut à la fois l'étude, l'écoute et la méditation ensemble.
se kamba thambo ma jo ma sona so tene ona ma tu par thambo tu pa ma je par gom jana kande yongre se na ti tu da de karte ma tu pa yang gom jo jo na ten ba ten men jo se karte chu le tu pa ma je par gom jo pa gom he par jo na sanje da sanje sa ba na ju chu ma bo ten ba dang he ba thong me par ta ru jo yo res tu pa gom pa ne de tu pa yang go re so
Then not only meditation is important, but before we do meditation, first it's very important to know the subject matter, to study it, and to reflect upon the meaning, which are very important, which are like a preparation for the meditation. So if somebody wonders that, if without study, if meditation is very important, then how it would be without study, if one question oneself, then Rinpoche said that without study and reflect upon, the meditation cannot be properly. So before we start meditation, then the study and to understand the meaning is very important.
Mais il ne suffit pas de méditer. Avant, il faut étudier, il faut écouter, réfléchir sur le sens de, du sujet sur lequel on doit méditer. Et si quelqu'un demande si on peut méditer sans étudier auparavant, ce n'est pas la manière correcte de méditer puisqu'il faut d'abord étudier.
Donna tandi kapso tambe chula thupa samba gomba som sungder se go par dambare.
In brief, Rinpoche says in this point, it is the instruction is given on here is that it means that when we practice dharma, so then all these three aspects. The study and reflecting upon the meaning, or contemplating upon the meaning, and the meditations, all three are equally important, and all three should be combined.
En bref, il faut combiner les trois aspects que sont l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation, les trois étant également importants.
Tiens, tapo rinpoche chang, tene tambe chula tu san gom som, chungma de sepa am sungde de sepa te.
As the Kampupa or Thakpo Rinpoche also said that to practice Dharma, yes, through study and contemplating and meditation upon it, Tungmar Seva means all together, yes, together. Is the unmistaken way of practicing the Dharma.
Et Gampopa a dit que pratiquer le Dharma par l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation de manière conjointe est la manière juste de pratiquer.
Tena tene thosang gomsom sungder de sepate karchimbore.
Therefore, and to practice all these three things, that is the study and the reflecting upon the meaning, and the meditations combinedly together is very important.
Pour cette raison, écouter, ensuite réfléchir sur le sens et méditer, faire ces trois aspects de manière conjointe est très important.
Tene tuba kaso gom tsani mogo par da patan gom ba kaso tuba tsani mogo par do na tene no ro yong si gades.
So then on the contrary, if one thinks that while we do meditation, one doesn't need study and reflecting upon the meaning at all. Or when we study and reflecting upon the meaning or contemplate upon the meaning, at that time we don't need meditation at all. If one thinks like that, then that is mistaken.
Si quelqu'un pense que on peut méditer sans écouter et sans réfléchir, ou que l'on peut simplement étudier sans méditer, c'est une manière erronée.
Te jumsen kara sana thusam sa te gom tsane ma jam na thusam ji khirap te ka se te na wo jere te nyam yong tsane ngo mare.
The reason why it is so, because if we, without doing meditation, if only we spend the time or emphasize or stress on the study and reflecting upon the meaning, so then the study and reflecting the process is not very fruitful because we are always we always focus outside instead of focusing inside. We always focus outside. We always involve in yes, always involve in intellectual. Yes.
Et si on simplement on étudie, on écoute et on analyse le sens sans méditer, c'est un processus qui n'est pas juste puisque c'est un processus qui est tourné vers l'extérieur au lieu d'être tourné vers l'intérieur.
So then without the experience also one cannot realize the profound meaning.
Et donc nous n'avons pas l'expérience, et sans l'expérience, on ne peut pas comprendre le sens profond.
Et therefore, those who have
studied reflecting upon the meaning and for a long time, and they should do meditation. And those who wish to realize the meaning of the truth, they should meditate.
Donc ceux qui ont étudié pendant longtemps, s'ils veulent réaliser la vérité, doivent méditer.
Tene gom jate tanda ne lo go ton to pan de ban nam ji chang tene lo jong zo ge.
And then even those who simply by meditating, by doing meditation, wishes to realize the truth. Also, they should also study and reflecting upon the meaning.
Et ceux qui veulent réaliser la vérité par la méditation doivent également pratiquer l'étude et la réflexion sur le sens.
Et jinsen karera sana ne log ton kang gombar sab ne log ton de kang yin ba te tambo ya bo ti ma chi na te ne gom chi ma.
The reason why it's important is because first, unless and until one knows yes, one comprehends properly the subject matter of subject matter yes, or the object on which they are going to do meditation, and one's meditation would not be successful.
La raison en est que tant qu'on ne comprend pas le sujet. Qu'on ne comprend pas bien le sujet sur lequel on doit méditer, la méditation ne peut pas être efficace.
Therefore, learning, reflecting, and meditation, these three things are should be practiced combinedly together.
Donc, l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation doivent être pratiquées ensemble.
So
here, study and reflecting upon doesn't mean that one necessarily should study a text or read a certain text. But in fact, the most profound study and the most profound reflection is to study one's own mind, nature of the mind, and to reflect upon its profound meaning, and profound meaning, yes.
Et étudier, réfléchir ne s'agit pas forcément d'étudier un texte. L'étude est la réflexion la plus profonde, portant sur la nature de l'esprit et trouver son sens profond.
And to analyze it through one's own wisdom. Yes.
Et l'analyser par sa propre sagesse.
So now we will chant the same shloka again together.
Et on va chanter le même shloka ensemble.
So this shloka explains then how the male and female bodhisattva in general, how they teach to the being, you know, the way, the manner in which they teach the being is explained in this shloka.
Explique comment les bodhisattvas enseignent, guident les êtres.
Longtemps, c'est de. Tenez, Sancho, Sampa, Dasama. Tenez. Denba, nous sommes de Mato, Banamje, Sanjeje, Sanjeje, Song, Tente. Tenez. Tete, Nanjin, Sentin, la Pachu, Hiris.
So then.
Long Tente, Hiris. Sancho, Sampa, Solam, Patan, Jolam, de Long Tente, Hiris.
And the Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva, and who has not realized the path of seeing, that means who has not realized the ultimate truth yet directly, that means the Bodhisattva who are on the path of, path of accumulation and the path of junction. And they always rely on the words of the Buddha when they teach to the other beings. The lung means the words of the Buddha, and based on his taking his real, the actual word as a basis, and then, you know, as a means, then they teach the other beings.
Et les bodhisattvas qui n'ont pas encore réalisé l'avenir, c'est-à-dire la vérité ultime directement, et qui sont sur le chemin de l'accumulation et de la purification, enseignent les êtres à partir des paroles du Bouddha.
Tenez Sancho Sampa de Sama. Papa Sancho das. Sancho Sampa de Sama. Tonye ngon son de toba namje. Tenez Ranga toba nyanyong te. Et bien, le chéri.
Then, on the other hand, the Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva, who has realized the ultimate truth directly, so these such Bodhisattvas, and then they teach to the beings what they have realized directly.
Et les Bodhisattvas qui ont réalisé la nature ultime directement enseignent les êtres à partir de leur réalisation.
Then, Sancho Sampa de Sama Namje Ranga Tokpa Nyam Nyong De yin la tani je goni tenpa kaabsa tani te dorsa naam je kochor mandrava na chokpa tang ko matha pa ka nga tundi yungu yiris.
So when the on the word or some terms, and when they teach through the word and the terms, the realization, so then the disciples, either many things happen, yes, either they, sometimes they understand in different ways. They understand their teachings in different ways, or sometimes they have difficulties to understand what they mean.
Les bodhisattvas qui ont atteint cette réalisation donnent leur enseignement à partir de mots et de termes, et quelquefois les disciples qui sont enseignés comprennent d'une manière différente ou ont du mal à comprendre.
Tapa sala neba sa dum tanta jeba goba choba te tapa sa sombe tapa sala neba sa do samba da sama nam je tene chu somba kap sa tene chu la wang je ga chor je de la la chu song pho yeres wang je wa ma gan wang da den da tob da de ba ran wang thang den wang je ga chor je song pho.
And then the noble bodhisattva, and who achieve or who are on the
pure level.
That refers to the Bodhisattva. Pure level refers to the eighth, ninth, and the tenth level.
Bodhisattva on this level,
the way they teach to the beings is that in the manner, yes, in the way that they have achieved completely. They achieve the mastery or the domination over the Dharma, over the profound Dharma.
Et les bodhisattvas au niveau pur, c'est-à-dire les 8e, 9e et 10e terres de bodhisattva, enseignent le Dharma avec une complète maîtrise de tout le Dharma.
Kuchi me tokpan thar simpe kapsu loma cholo chu sung chor te wang jiru chor chi sung paresa.
The way Jitin Milarepa, you know, at the the last last days of the last part of his life. After the perfection of his realization, the way he teach to the being is also same like the same way, yes? Because he had the way of his teaching is completely which appears like complete mastery. He had complete mastery or domination over the Dharma.
Et c'est la manière dont enseignait Milarepa dans la dernière partie de sa vie, quand il avait eu la réalisation complète, puisqu'il avait, il enseignait le Dharma en ayant une maîtrise complète, une maîtrise totale de tous les Dharmas.
Quand Milarepa tambo saja chenbe toba ngondo chobe kapsa loma le chusongba taso tamje ranga nyamnyongpa loma le songba ndawo ta.
So therefore, Rinpoche says, in the beginning, the way of teaching Milarepa is like, to his own experience, what he has realized, the ultimate truth. So to his own experience, he taught. And then in the later period of his life, the way of his teaching was the complete mastery over his realization and over all the dharma.
Et là, d'abord, Milarepa a enseigné au travers de sa réalisation de la vérité ultime, et ensuite il a enseigné en ayant une maîtrise complète du dharma quand la réalisation a été parachevée.
To the beings, through their experience, and through the realization, experience of the realization, and to having a complete mastery over the realization, the way they teach, they teach through various means, like from the mouth, through the mouth, yes, through the trees. Branch trees, yes, and the form like trees, etc., and even from through the sky, formless object.
Et quand les bodhisattvas enseignent au travers de leur expérience de la réalisation, et quand ils enseignent en ayant maîtrisé complètement le dharma, à ce moment-là, ils enseignent par différents moyens. Par la bouche, par les branches des arbres ou par par le ciel également.
The Buddha said that through this sky, through this space means just sound it, you know, dharma is sounded from the sky.
Par des sons qui émanent du ciel.
Tena namba sanje pala tekien da cheba dorje te pechu te so namka le song pechu mangbo yeres.
And therefore, the Buddha says that in the Buddhism and there are many teachings. There are many teachings in the Mahayana in general, and particularly particularly and especially in Vajrayana, and many teachings have been given through sky or through space.
D'enseignements du Mahayana et encore plus du Vajrayana ont été donnés par le moyen du ciel.
And nowadays, the Buddha says,
in modern time, the tape record also teaches a lot.
Et dans les temps modernes, il y a également des enseignements par le moyen des cassettophones.
The teaching given by the tape recorder is very, Rinpoche says, is very, very good, because it teaches again and again. Yes, untiringly.
Et c'est un très bon moyen puisqu'il permet d'entendre l'enseignement encore et encore.
Tene tenkoro je tenba ham lobon de tene tangke ya me ba. Towa me ba tangke ya me ba lobon.
And the tape recorder teacher of tape recorder, the tape recorder, which is teacher, is a very, what he says, very noble teacher, because he has full of patience, no matter how many times you repeat it. And he is ready to repeat it. And he's untiring, no matter how much time you use it, he never gets tired.
Et le cassettophone est un noble enseignant puisqu'il est très patient, toujours prêt à répéter et jamais fatigué.
Not only
that, whenever you like to listen to the Dharma, and he's ready to teach you.
Et en plus, il est toujours prêt à enseigner à n'importe quel moment qu'on veuille entendre le Dharma.
And
one example Rinpoche said that teaching from the sky or teaching off sky in Tibet, which is for example like the Amitabha Puja that we do, is also a teaching or is teaching or yeah, teaching or this ceremony. Ceremony on Amitabha, which was received from this space, from
et
sky.
Un exemple d'enseignement du ciel est la puja d'Amitabha que nous connaissons.
Then pen nam chu chon de pa me je ko ko xiar ze de song be na nam kha ne lu dang je be chu song ba res.
So since this ritual of Amitabha which is called Namchu Cho. Cho means the Amitabha ritual. Namchu means which is the teaching, which is Dharma received from this space, from the sky. So the Buddha says that the Amitabha himself appears in this space and he gave this teaching. So this is a teaching that received from a from this space, but with a form.
Et cet enseignement d'Amitabha, cette puja qui s'appelle Namchu, c'est le dharma du ciel. Pour le donner, Amitabha lui-même est apparu dans le ciel. Donc c'est un enseignement qui vient du ciel et au travers d'une forme.
Tene dorje tekwa la lumen khandu chu korse yere. Ten ra wote so namka ne lun thonya me ba tene namka ne dra.
In Bajayana, Rinpoche says that
Songba pe lun thongwa ma yabar tani namkha ne songba. Then Rawala, lumen khandu chukor second dos.
In Bajayana also Rinpoche says there are many teachings and which are known as the lumen khandu chukor, the wheel of Dharma. The wheel of Dharma is turned by the Dakinis, formless Dakinis, in this space.
Et il y a beaucoup d'enseignements du Vajrayana qui s'appellent Lume Kanpo Chukor, qui sont donnés par le ciel, et ce sont la roue du Dharma tournée par les Dakinis sans corps.
Ten Ravote Lume Kanpo Chukor, c'est Songpa po le lu zani mei pa ma re te, rakwe lu mei pa lun jia cong ta war xin de cha war jir pe, tene tanda durza rakwe zong mu tong pa zu lo ma zu kun tong to go yu ma re se.
So here the meaning why it said that the formless, the teaching of the formless Dakinis means that formless, it refers to that formless means they don't have the form, the material form, the material body that we have. They have the body, but very subtle, and very subtle body they have, yes. And which the beings, which cannot be seen by the beings, who is always habituated to see a gross form, form of a gross, in gross level. They cannot see this form.
Et ces enseignements donnés par des dakinis informels le fait qu'elles n'aient pas de forme. En fait, elles ont un corps qui est subtil et que les êtres qui sont habitués à voir, à percevoir des formes grossières ne peuvent percevoir.
So in fact, Rinpoche says, this deity who gives teaching is from this space, without a form, material form, are those deities who, through the practice of Bhagavana, and they achieve the rainbow body, they have given up, they abandon, they became free from the gross material body and achieve the rainbow body.
En fait, ces enseignements donnés par ces dakini, les dakini qui donnent ces enseignements ont abandonné leur corps grossier puisqu'elles ont obtenu le corps d'arc-en-ciel.
Non, tu ne te dis pas. Je ne sais pas. T'as vu ça maintenant? Tanda namkal le sombechu te soyeures. Namkal le sombechu te soyeva long de sobadobtoires.
So because of this reason that we can come to know that even the teaching taught from this space or through this space is also existed. Do exist.
Par cela, nous savons que les enseignements donnés du ciel existent réellement.
Kake namka le sombe chuke melemba yevare teso tamche karresena sanje machapeton.
And then some people, of course, they don't believe, and they don't believe that that the teachings are given from this space, also because, and why they don't have the ability to believe it, because they don't have the faith or what you call the belief in the. In the meaning of yes, inconceivable meaning, what is called inconceivable.
Et les certaines personnes n'ont pas, ne croient pas que les enseignements peuvent être donnés du ciel, puisque elles n'ont pas le sens inconcevable.
Sanje maja pakhe milimbete so to sje. Lodu chongare, kararasana ngarangke mekin thongata amcho kutipate mato yenda yoyomare samko yores, tenda kores.
In fact, those who do not accept inconceivable things, or they do not believe in inconceivable things, in fact, they intellectually, by understanding or by intellectual, they are inferior, because they only accept what they see, or they accept only those things that they perceived with their sense faculties.
Et ces personnes qui ne croient pas aux choses inconcevables sont intellectuellement inférieures puisqu'elles ne croient que ce qu'elles voient et que ce qu'elles entendent, que ce qu'elles perçoivent par les sens.
Tene khirab ji che na san ji ma cha pa de khe ma lan thami ye re pen nan de ji me to de nga su ye da kha do ngon sum dun thong to ye re te ngon sum thong ma ta pa
So Rinpoche says that when we examine with the, analyze, examine with our wisdom, and then finally one has to, one will be compelled to accept, to understand what really inconceivable means. Because for example, take the flowers in front of us, Rinpoche has shown us. In the vase. Of course, as far as the outer form and the outer quality of the flower, such as the form, color, etc., that we perceived with our sense faculties, he says there's no difficulties in it, no problems in it. However, there is something still behind it, which is much more subtle, much more deep. Than that we see, and then that we perceive.
First, what did you
see? And also. Yeah.
I don't know.
Garage. 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 Garage.
par kaven eso mam.
Yeah, the main thing is to understand. No, not that.
Oh, okay.
What I said.
Et on peut comprendre les choses inconcevables en analysant par la sagesse, puisque par exemple, si on prend une fleur, il y a la couleur, il y a la forme qui sont clairement visibles, mais il y a également quelque chose de plus subtil que nous ne pouvons voir.
Pena meto la semjinje tendu churpe meto ta churpe meto yan yobares.
For example, concerning the flower, Rinpoche says that there are the flowers, miraculous flowers, and also the flower which is the basis of the to live or dwelling places for the beings also. Miraculous flower and a flower as a dwelling place for the beings. To live, like.
Et en ce qui concerne les fleurs, il y a des fleurs miraculeuses et également des fleurs qui servent de lieu de résidence à différents êtres.
The example for miraculous flower is somebody said that we all have read the story life of Milarepa, that when Milarepa met Patamba Sangye, so he transformed himself into flower in order to receive him. So that kind of flower is a miraculous flower.
Ce qu'on appelle une fleur miraculeuse, quand on a lu la vie de Milarepa, c'est quand il a rencontré Patamba Sangye, il s'est transformé en fleur pour recevoir ses enseignements.
Therefore, Rinpoche says in Mahayana, and one has to accept what inconceivable means. And also in Vajrayana, one has to accept what really universal purity means.
Et pour cette raison, dans le Mahayana, on doit accepter ce que signifie inconcevable, et dans le Vajrayana, ce que signifie pureté universelle.
Or Thakpa Ramjam, in fact, the word, which means Ramjam is all, Thakpa Ramjam is pure, everything pure.
Desa na nga su terje chöta, namka chöta, lumebe chöta su khelingo res.
Therefore, we have to accept the different aspects of the teaching of the Dharma, such as the ter, taken as a ter, treasure, known as a treasure teaching of treasure, and the teaching from the space, from the sky, and the teaching given by a formless one.
Et pour cette raison, nous devons accepter les enseignements qu'on appelle ter, qui sont des trésors, ou les enseignements enseignés par le moyen de from the space
and from the ball, formless.
Ah oui, par le ciel et par les êtres informels.
Tene karche kyu te terje chu yinan da nam ke chu yinan da le me be chu yinan da ti jeza te sanje je song de tuben doga te nyam se lang te thurpa je tu gun doga dan zen je tu gun doga ta go yures te karche yures.
However, I would say that whether it is teaching received from the space or teaching from a formless one or teaching from a treasure, and the most important thing that we have to the most important thing that we have to examine is that whether these teachings are the base a teaching based on Buddha's teaching or not, whether they have the capability cut through all the our ego and clinging to the ego, and which is the root of suffering. So this we have to examine. If you find them based on Buddha's teaching and ability is which enable us to cut through the ego and clinging to the ego, then they are acceptable.
Et ce que l'on doit faire, que ce soit des enseignements que ce soit des enseignements de trésor ou que ce soit des enseignements qui viennent du ciel, des êtres informels, c'est examiner si ce sont des enseignements du Bouddha, c'est-à-dire ils sont à même de couper la saisie de l'ego et la racine de la souffrance.
Lumbuchi says in Tibet there were many great yogini and great siddhis, and among them the most excellent one was Machi Glabgi Dolma.
Et au Tibet, il y avait beaucoup de nombreuses grandes yoginis, et la plus sublime d'entre elles était Machik Labgi Dolma.
Chetan Machik Labgi Dolma de Paul latine ngamsar chenge pomo chi chi res tang bo thong de.
Generally also, Rinpoche says Machik Labgi Dolma is considered a very wonderful, extraordinary girl.
Et d'une manière générale, Machik Dolma était considérée comme une fille extraordinaire.
The reason why she is considered as one of the most wonderful or extraordinary girls because she has three eyes.
Et une des raisons pour lesquelles elle était considérée comme une femme extraordinaire est qu'elle avait trois yeux.
Kache ngene mati la don la jin song yo mare ten chun don da wore samba ten de sam ge de te mare ngene nam tha la jin song yo lo ji sa bo yo.
Some people I think that in reality, she had no three eyes, but in fact, the three eyes just a symbolic eyes. Many people used to think like that. In fact, it's not true. Really, she really had three eyes because it's mentioned in her biography.
Et certains pensent que en fait, le troisième œil qu'elle avait était symbolique. Mais non, il était tout à fait réel, il est mentionné dans sa biographie.
Tene magic la don te kontron ba tsam je tene danda chokan ga nam kha lam pha ne yu yu res.
And then there are many other wonderful signs concerning the birth of Machik Labgi Dolma. For example, when she was born, as soon as she was born, and she sat in this space, you know, without touching the ground, and about 1 feet high. 1 feet high from the ground, she sat in this space.
Et il y a d'autres signes extraordinaires en ce qui concerne sa vie. Par exemple, à sa naissance, elle s'est assise à un pied au-dessus du sol.
So because of these reasons, and Machik Labgi Dolma is one of the extraordinary or wonderful Tibetan girl.
Et pour ces raisons, Machik Labgi Dolma est la fille la plus extraordinaire du Tibet.
Tene jisomo namjor mache mochor yeres.
And later she became a great yogini.
Et ensuite elle est devenue une grande yogini.
Tene namjor mache mochor be kapsomo tene Machik Labgi Dolma je chute wangjor be chorje.
And when she became a great yogini, then she taught the Dharma, the teachings, with a complete mastery over it.
Et quand elle est devenue une grande yogini, elle enseignait le Dharma en ayant une complète maîtrise.
Karasena sanje jendendje songyere, tenju solen dendje songyere sena long drama that mayimba. Long drama la soba mayimba moran rang tene katoni sumares.
Because Rinpoche says that when she taught, and she, without referring to the scripture of the Buddha or the words of the Buddha or the Tantras spoken by the, expounded by Buddha, without relying on the scriptural aspect of Dharma. And she taught, she gave teaching direct, she gave teaching to the disciple directly according to her own, through her own realization and experience of realization.
Et elle donnait les enseignements, pas au moyen des écritures des, du Bouddha, ni des tantras du Bouddha, mais par sa propre réalisation directement.
And Machik Labgyudama herself has said in the in her in the text here, herself said that though the teaching that she gave is, and through from the point of from the word point from the point of view of the word and the terms, the teaching that she gave is not not based on neither on the sutra nor on the tantra. And however, as far as the sense and meaning of the teaching that he gave is concerned, and she says there is not even slightest contradiction to the teaching of the sutra and the tantra, even slightest, even as much as even when you the, normally the one single hair is very thin, and when you divide it this into 400 part, is even for the 100 part also, you will not find any contradiction to the teaching of sutra and the tantra, which means there is no any contradiction at all, as far as the sense and the meaning is concerned. Yes.
Et elle disait elle-même que quoique elle n'enseignait pas par les mots et les termes des sutras et des tantras, il n'y avait pas la moindre contradiction entre ce qu'elle enseignait et ce qu'enseignaient les sutras et les tantras. Il n'y avait pas de contradiction, pas plus de contradiction que si on divisait un cheveu en 400 parts.
Jungchen te tabe se na mate la jong de chu song zo te dan dan de kap so wang jer ji chu song zo te re so wang de jer ge kon
so rumbuji se rawang to ge kon chu song zo this this way of teaching by Machik Labgyudama is the way of teaching after having a complete mastery over the dharma as it is mentioned in the Dodigen in this topic.
Donc c'est la manière d'enseigner qui correspond à ce, qui est, ce qu'on a vu de ce chapitre quand on a une maîtrise complète du dharma.
So Rinpoche says even nowadays also in the modern time, if there is anyone, any teaching, though which is not based on neither on the sutra nor on the tantra, and however, which do not contradict or against the teachings of sutra and the tantra, even the slightest, should be accepted.
Et maintenant, les enseignements qui ne se basent pas sur les sutras et les tantras, mais qui n'ont pas la moindre contradiction avec ces sutras et tantras, doivent être acceptés.
Mm.
Machik Labdhon is with us here. You can see her on the tanka.
Machik Labdhon est avec nous sur la tanka.
Tene Machik Labdhon ma tundu sonwa rese pe lodi ke pa tam mayin ba. Tene lobjo korang ke chuju junche me ba chong yores. Yo ba junche me ba tanda ba
Concerning Machik Labgyudama, as Rinpoche says, it's not only a story or legend. It's really it is historical, and not only that. Still, the lineage of the Dharma still continues, still exists.
Et en ce qui concerne Machiklabdi Dolma, ce n'est pas une, ce ne sont pas des histoires ou des légendes, mais quelque chose de, d'historique. Et la lignée qu'elle a donnée est encore existe encore de nos jours.
Tenez, pour la Machiklabdi Dolma, de pas dire que ça faut tant d'insat de cela. Machiklabdi Dolma rangé tenez, dracon jeje voilà.
So in Tibet also, and different places wherever Machiklabdi Dolma retreat and or she stayed or gave teachings, and still these caves, these places are visited as a holy place of Machiklabdi Dolma by many people.
Et au Tibet, les endroits où elle avait fait des retraites et elle avait donné des enseignements étaient visités par de nombreuses personnes.
C'est Machiklabdi Dolma, c'est dans la Tengyong Sambrok, dans Djerba Tengdrop, c'est dans la Tengyong Sambrok, c'est dans la Tengyong Sambrok.
And Machiklabdi Dolma had two sons, Tönyen Samdrup and Jawa Tönrup. And then they were capable to continue the lineage of their mother, the lineage transmission, the line of teachings. They continued.
Et elle avait deux cuisses qui s'appelaient
Tönyen Samdrup
et
Jawa
Tönrup, et qui étaient capables de continuer sa lignée.
So because of this reason, since she had two sons, and then though she had two sons, and still she they continue her lineage of what is called the line of teaching, and continue. So this way, when we think of or reflect upon or contemplate on these things, so Rinpoche said that the activities of the Bodhisattva and Bodhisattvas are really inconceivable and very inconceivable, yes.
Et quand on pense qu'elle avait deux filles capables de perpétuer sa lignée, on comprend que l'activité des bodhisattvas est inconcevable.
Tenez, Mati Labdi Dolma, Tanda, Dorje Tepenyang Ninja Kazu, Podamo, Chepa, Meva Sondo, Tete, Jumtin, the same Jeran Yin, or Sala Chepa, Meva Jumtin, Chepa, Meva Sondo.
Machiklabdi Dolma says that both men and women, male and female in general, yes, they are equal. There is no any slight difference between them. And because this, the nature of the mind, or which is known also called as the old base consciousness, is a concern. It is the same, have the same quality, same ability, and same nature, yes, which is luminosity and the voidness and the capability to become Buddha.
Et Machiklabdi Dolma disait que les hommes et les femmes étaient, il n'y avait pas la moindre différence entre eux, puisque la nature de leur esprit était clarté, vacuité, et était la même chose.
And Rinpoche says not only as a Dharma teaching, but it's very logical also what he said. It's very logical also, because when we refers to a person, not to the body, but how he or she is good by mind, you know. And so that depends, means the person, the personality or the person being a person, it depends on the quality. The quality means the quality of the mind. So it's very reasonable and logical.
Et c'est quelque chose également qui est très raisonnable et logique, puisque quand on se réfère à une personne, pas au point de vue formel, mais on s'en réfère au point de vue des qualités de son esprit.
Tere tanda penna chetanga ma yundin chechong yeban jebe kapso hirap chechong ni gyagre. Hirap chechong de semji, hirap de semji chures. So what the semji goni gyagres.
And also when we distinguish a person as someone being as a intellectual and with full of wisdom and someone who without wisdom, also we classify it or we categorize it through whether the person has a wisdom or not. Yes. So wisdom is also Rinpoche, it's a quality of the mind.
Et quand on se réfère à une personne, on examine son intellect, on examine sa sagesse, qui appartiennent également aux qualités de l'esprit.
Tene teyien de jagat doyan yihi jen kando ma nege mada soka sede ki sabat tene nanjur ma chimu tene jong yores.
And then in India also there were many great yoginis like the transcendental dakini yihi jen kando ma nigum
nege mada soka sidi
and niguma etc.
En Inde également il y avait beaucoup de dakini. Les dakini de la sagesse transcendante, Sukhasiddhi, Niguma, etc.
Sukhasiddhi était pour quelle journée Devanguru
Sukhasiddhi.
Devanguru.
Yes, and the Sukhasiddhi when we translate into Tibetan, so it means Devanguru.
Et Sukhasiddhi en tibétain s'appelle
Devanguru.
Devanguru.
Tenez,
The one who.
Devanguru Nangi Vandas.
Or the one who achieved the great bliss, or the one who bestow, the one who grant the blessed, the city of great bliss.
Et son nom signifie celle qui, donne la grande félicité.
Oh, te tanda, wanjur je chutun tholen chute, nanjur me korhi banis. Nanjur pata, nanjur me chusun so korhi banis.
So Rinpoche says here, and he gave, he explained, you know, he told us it, how, yes, how the great yogi and yoginis teaches, yes, to the beings, yes, by having a complete mastery over the Dharma. So as a digression from this topic, yes.
Et donc,
based on the same topic.
Là, Rinpoche nous explique comment ces yogis et yoginis enseignaient le Dharma en ayant la complète maîtrise du Dharma, comme c'est un peu une digression au texte.
So now we will recite the same shloka again.
Donc on va réciter encore ce shloka.
Teaching in general, and especially, particularly in the Vajrayana teaching, yes, in the Vajrayana, and also the teachings, yes, particularly, yes, especially the teachings from the space, from the sky, from treasure, etc.
Et si on développe la confiance envers ce shloka, on développe la confiance envers les enseignements du Mahayana, du Vajrayana, spécialement ceux qui sont donnés par le ciel, etc.
Djache te zon bon an tan zon teni ni donba. Dena san chou senba ye, tenbampe zo yin ki sa ki pe tonte. Te tenda de chouvinse.
So now Rinpoche would like to explain the next shloka.
Et Rinpoche va expliquer le shloka suivant.
Jati kipa, chu tunba pu, semjin la chu tunba pu, sancho samba dan sama te jati se jete, tupa jati wa. Tupa jati wa yin la, tuba ja chenbu goni ton tuba ji go song re ja che se jete tuba ja che
so the meaning of ja che means literally just extends very extensive or greatly or extensive which means that the bodhisattva and bodhisattva who teach the other beings and should be able to teach to teach the beings through the by having or 2 years extensive studies, yes, and yes, which means they must have a very extensive knowledge and vast knowledge.
Et le mot gyache signifie très extensif ou très vaste, et cela signifie que les bodhisattvas doivent enseigner par au travers d'une sagesse et d'une connaissance très vaste.
Tuba ja chenpo gobe jemsen karara sana tuba ja chenpo yona loma la ja chenpo ten toba ta thap na chokpa ten toba.
The reason why the bodhisattva must have a very extensive knowledge or vast knowledge, because if they have so, if they are so, then they can teach the beings through a very various means and very extensive means, various and many means, that means.
Et s'ils ont cette connaissance très vaste, ils peuvent enseigner par des moyens variés et nombreux.
And then secondly, they must have the wisdom in order to cut the doubts, yes, of the disciples. They must have a wisdom also.
Et ils doivent avoir la
transcendental knowledge of it.
La connaissance transcendante pour couper les doutes des disciples.
Car ce n'est l'homme tesson de travail qu'on a qui rabia tiempo mena de tesson de travail de l'enta de tesson de tout le monde.
Because if the bodhisattva has no deep wisdom, then they cannot answer to the disciples' questions, and when the disciple ask many questions concerning their doubt. So, if the bodhisattva do not have wisdom, then he cannot answer it properly.
Et la raison en est que si les bodhisattvas n'ont pas une connaissance profonde, ils ne peuvent répondre aux questions, aux nombreuses questions des disciples.
If he has great wisdom, then he can cut through all the doubts of the disciples.
Et s'il a une grande connaissance ou sagesse, il peut couper tous les doutes des disciples.
Ya che te son bon ma ta te ça. Ta zon me teni ni ton ta zon me se je che zon wa re pa. Tene san che sem pa de sem tan ba de rang ge lu ji che pa ya po nga ge che pa ya po le nga ye som je che lam da bo te ya bo ji go ge. Ka zon me zon me se che zon wa re pa. Che zon wa re pa ni ba re pa ji go ge. Te nyembar vipa la rangi sancho sambata sema rangi chepa yapu zubi. Te rangi chepa yapu maziba yena yenda ka tsik zomar vipa nyendo meva yungu yuras.
So then the zomar vipa, which means worth,
tsik zomar vipa, tsik nyembar vipa.
Worth to the worth to seize, to hold the words, which means the teaching, means the bodhisattva, and should be a worthy, yes. Should be worthy for the other to listen to his teaching, which means that his conduct, his or her own conduct, should be very right, very genuine. He must have a very good conduct, so that people can think him as worthy, take his words as a worth to listen, worth to keep in their mind. Worth, so that the disciples, you know, find his words, you know, worth.
Worthy
to listen, to
worthwhile.
Keep in the mind.
Yeah,
worthwhile to keep in their mind, to listen, you know, to keep in their mind. Which means otherwise, if the teacher is not, his conduct is not good, then nobody would have interest in teaching.
Et ensuite, le bodhisattva doit avoir une conduite qui est valable, qui est en accord avec ses enseignements, c'est-à-dire que pour que les disciples aient confiance en la validité de l'enseignement.
Yes, for example, Rinpoche says one person when he, though he teaches, yes, the non-violence, means non-violence to the beings, yes, though he teaches to his disciple the importance of the non-violence, so but on the contrary, if his conduct is very violent, and if he doesn't practice it, then due to, because of his this conduct which is against what he teaches, and the disciple would think that whatever he, they would not have any aspiration, they would not have any willing to listen his to the word and or keep it in the mind, because they will not think this word is worthwhile to keep in their mind, because the teacher's conduct is such.
Par exemple, si un maître enseigne la non-violence et qu'il est lui-même très violent, ses disciples n'auront pas confiance, n'auront pas l'aspiration à écouter son enseignement ni à le garder à l'esprit, puisque sa conduite sera en contradiction avec son enseignement.
So here, this is in Mahayana, yes, in the Bodhisattva-yana. And many great yogis, their conduct, you know, the way they conducted themselves, appear as if they are contradictory to what they teach. For example, Rinpoche says, the great yogi. Tilopa always appears as a fisherman, and Sarahapa as always the arrow makers.
Par contre, dans le Vajrayana, la manière dont les maîtres apparaissaient semblait quelquefois en contradiction avec ce qu'ils enseignaient, puisque Tilopa avait l'apparence d'un pêcheur et Sarah d'un fabricant de flèches.
He conducted himself as always a hunter.
Showed
himself as a hunter always.
Sarawa se manifestait comme un chasseur.
Te la sobetene doje te petoto ta so cheva membanda wo cheva ngembanda wo zuyores.
So like this many and great yogis, yes, Gersiddhas in Vajrayana showed themselves, they showed their conduct, very, very inferior conduct, yes.
Et donc, quelques grands yogis du Vajrayana montraient une conduite inférieure.
Tendravo nama te gopa kariyore sana dorje tepe dama samote loma kadin lama to ten nandegeyo mare And
the reason or the purpose of having such contact by the siddhas of Vajrayana is that the teaching of the Vajrayana is just for only for those fortunate disciples who are really worthy for it, worthwhile for it, who are really fit vessel for it. And therefore, in order to test the disciple, in order to examine disciple, and they show this such conduct.
Et la raison pour laquelle il manifestait une telle conduite est que le Vajrayana est destiné seulement à ceux qui sont un réceptacle adéquat, et c'était une manière de tester les disciples.
Because
except for the fortunate disciple, and hardly anybody can develop faith towards the yogi who showed such conduct.
Et à part quelques disciples, il y avait fortuné, il y avait peu de personnes qui étaient capables de montrer de la foi envers des yogis qui avaient une telle conduite.
Pena telo patrop tempo re te loma te naro re re kaso re se te naro pa re re pa kaso re pa so loma khaje che ma dum ever.
For example, though Tilopa was one of the greatest yogi or siddhas in India. And however, he had very few disciples, like Narupa, Riripa, and
Kasuripa,
only the renowned disciples that he had, only there were three. Yes.
Et quoique Tilopa était un des plus grands yogis qui vivait à cette époque en Inde, il avait très peu de disciples connus, comme Narupa, Riripa et
Kasuripa. Tene tesola, tene dorje tepe.
As to this disciple, then he gave all the profound teaching of Vajrayana, oral instruction of Vajrayana.
Et à ses disciples, il a donné les profondes instructions orales du Vajrayana.
Tene tanda trotop chenpo hyabara ngon yonpe sonjene
So then concerning the great Siddha Shaurya, and he conducted himself as a hunter and lived in the forest most of the time, and the only renowned disciple that he had was Maitripa, yes. And to him he gave all the profound oral instruction of Mahamudra.
Et Shawaripa se manifestait comme un chasseur et vivait la plupart du temps dans la forêt, et il n'avait comme disciple connu que Maitripa, à qui il donnait toutes les instructions profondes.
Tene Shawar ngombe chortembare mato yang simchisede yo mares.
Concerning the great Siddha Shaurya, though he conducted his life, conducted himself as a hunter, and however, he was not real hunter. He was not really hunting the animals in real sense, yes. But he just, through his miraculous power, and he showed that if he was, if he liked hunting, and he showed that himself as killing animals, hunting the animals.
Et Shawaripa n'était pas vraiment un chasseur, mais par ses pouvoirs miraculeux, il montrait comme s'il était en train de chasser et de tuer des animaux.
And Maitripa was searching, yes, he came searching, yes, his guru Shaurya in the forest.
Et Metipa est allé chercher son maître Shawalipa dans la forêt.
Tene tsone pebe kapso tene khaba khaba tene ngon be tsor chena phapa ji lan da ja de se ba res khin na sen.
And when he went in the forest and was and searching Shawalipa, the great Siddha Shawalipa, and he saw him hunting a wild boar, you see?
Phapa.
Wild pig. Wild pig or wild boar, yes. And he was killing, shooting at one wild boar, wild pig.
What is it called?
Pig.
Sanglier. Et donc, en le cherchant, il l'a trouvé dans la forêt, en train de tuer un sanglier.
And at
that very moment, Maitripa didn't know that he was the guru.
Et à ce moment-là, il ne savait pas que c'était le maître.
Tene chavare torpati kamsom korva nakho la tomok phago jawa la saja chenpen dajik jab chane ni samay par so se tene yar songar samay ban ro.
Kona yar songar.
Re re chavare yar songar. Mwenba. Mwenba dan chava maro phakpa da kanga ya meban ro res tene torpares. Kamsom korva nakho la tomok phago jawa la saja chenpen dajik jab chane ni samay par so se tene meban ro.
And and then when he saw, yes, when Maitripa saw Shawalipa and killing, slaughtering one wild boar, at that time Shawalipa said one shloka, and which means that in the forest, in the deep and dark forest of the samsara, the pig or the wild pig of ignorance is running here and there, roaming here and there. So he said that I shot it with the arrow of Mahamudra, and I eat the flesh or the meat of non-duality. Saying like that, then he disappeared in this space. The prey or the victim, the boar, the wild boar, and himself, everything disappeared in this space. In the deep and the dark forest of the samsara, the pig, the wild boar of ignorance, mm-hmm. is running, running. So he says, I shot it with the arrow of Mahamudra, mm-hmm. Mahamudra, and I eat the meat of non-duality.
Mm-hmm.
Et donc, Shawalipa a dit un shloka qui signifie dans la forêt dense et profonde du samsara, le sanglier de l'ignorance court. Je l'ai percé de la flèche de Je l'ai percé de la flèche du Mahamudra et je mange la viande de la non-dualité. Et à ce moment-là, les deux ont disparu. Dans les airs.
So therefore, even we also, when we practice, Vajrayana, we have to kill this bow and this wild of ignorance.
Et donc, nous aussi, quand nous pratiquons le Vajrayana, nous devons tuer ce sanglier de l'ignorance.
So like this, he performed many miracles.
Donc il a accompli de nombreux miracles comme ceci.
And
finally, then he met Shawari actually, you know, and then he received the teaching of Mahamudra.
Et à la fin, il a rencontré réellement Shawalipa et reçu les enseignements du Mahamudra.
Dor dun ta chotop so chue pa ngem ba da mem ba ta tem ba ti dor je te pe hind sa da nga ten sa ka den je lo ma ngwe zo me che dor is go ba te yer is
so in brief Rinpoche says that the purpose of the of such leading or having such contact by the contact is or having a contact in In Bodhisattva? Of the Bodhisattva, yes. In order to uphold many disciples
and
in Bajrayana.
In various way, how they...
In various conduct, by various...
Many...
Inferior conduct. In order to test the disciples.
So these
two different... one must know it, these two different things.
Donc on doit connaître la différence de conduite entre les Bodhisattvas, qui ont une conduite qui est destinée à attirer de nombreux êtres, et les yogis du Vajrayana, qui ont une conduite destinée à tester les disciples.
C'est bon, je vais pas y avoir de tenir ni ton, c'est dire. Tenir ni ton, c'est quoi que tu veux dire, pas que tu veux dire ton.
So now the third is that the third point is tenir ni ton, to teach the true truth.
Et le troisième point est enseigner la.
So that is the.
That
is the true truth means that the true darkness means the true thing that is the cause and the effect of samsara and the cause and effect of nirvana.
Les deux vérités qui sont la cause et effet du samsara
et la cause et effet du nirvana.
So that's the one, the bodhisattva who is endowed with these four things, is said to be a good teacher and a very excellent teacher. Yes.
Et le bodhisattva qui
a perfect teacher.
Quatre moyens et d'y être un maître parfait.
So now we shall recite again this shloka.
Et nous récitons ce shloka.